Well, welcome back. I am so excited. This is day number 9. We're almost there. Can you see it? Can you see the finish line? Can you smell it? Can you taste it? I can. Now, I gotta ask you something. Are you one of those people who, when you saw the title on converting objections, you jumped ahead and you're listening to this session first? If you did, that's okay. As long as you go back and do the steps that came before this. And here's the reason why. Remember, this is a step-by-step program, meaning that each step was designed to build on the previous one, and they're essential for achieving the outcome that you started this program for in the first place. And the great part about it is by doing those, it makes this part, converting objections, it makes it 10 times more powerful. So it's okay if you listen to this one first, but make sure you go back and do the sessions in order. So, as we've said, today we're going to talk about objections. Let me ask you a question. What would happen if one of your clients offered you an objection and you said to yourself, "Hey, that's great. They're asking me for some more information, and now I can give them the information that they need to go ahead and buy my product or service now." Listen, objections aren't bad or negative. When people offer objections, they're just asking for more information. The best salespeople in the world make their sales after a minimum of 5 objections. They see those objections as something to be welcomed, something that has to happen before the sale is made. Now, remember the session on beliefs, session number 3? One of the things you may want to look at is, what are your beliefs around objections? Today is a chance to not only learn some great techniques for converting objections, but also for looking at the meaning you're giving them and how to convert this into something that empowers you and your client. Now, be sure to play full out. And let's get started now. Here's Tony.
So now we get to deal with the issue that strikes fear in the heart of most salespeople: objections. How to close the sale? How do we really turn those objections into commitments? That's what step 9 here is all about. And the thing I'm excited about is you're going to find that it's a lot of fun. That when somebody gives you an objection, you should be in celebration, not in a situation where you're afraid or concerned. And if you've done your job all the way up till now, again, what you've done is you've prepared. Again, you put yourself in a peak state so you can get the most out of yourself. You've been in a situation where you've made contacts, plenty of them. You know it's still a numbers game. The more you make, the more you make. You got people's attention when you did it. You connected with them emotionally. And you got their interest, so they really were engaged. You then enrolled them. You found out who they really are. You know what drives this person. You know the reasons behind what makes them tick. You know what some of their psychic wounds are. You know what some of their buying patterns are. So you know what urban, what emotional reasons they have for buying right now. They know what logic they need to back it up. You know what some of their fears are. You really have a handle on who this person is. You're also in a position where you've created a lot of conviction. You've given them lots of reasons to buy, and they're really weighed over here, and you've test closed and noticed, yeah, this person really is doing pretty well. And so now you're going for a close, and then somebody gives you an objection. What happens? No need to be afraid. Chance to celebrate. Why? What is an objection? Well, first of all, most people look at objections as something stopping the progress towards a sale. I have the direct opposite belief that when somebody gives you an objection, you are now about to have your turbocharger kick in. You now have an opportunity to close the sale. In many cases, if you don't get an objection, you're not going to get the sale. The objection provides for you an opportunity, having met all the rest of the needs, to find the one fear, the one drab, the one dominant reason that this person's avoiding buying, so that you can hit it straight on, so you can find out the way they're looking at something and reframe them. Have them look at it another way, be able to answer the question, take away that level of uncertainty, and close the sale. Until you know the objection, you can't have the sale. So what is an objection? Number 1, it's an opportunity to know what's really going on in your customer's mind. Which the only way you can influence somebody is if you know what's really going on in their head, not just what they're giving you non-verbally. Secondly, it gives you an opportunity to understand, what are these person's beliefs right now? What are some of their fears that are driving them at this moment? And by having that information, you'll know how to influence the person. You'll know what to deal with. You'll know where you are and where you need to go. Thirdly, I believe that objections really are the strongest opportunity you've got to close. You now have a reason to close, and they provide for you a chance to find out the real question that's in somebody's mind. Because I believe objections are nothing but questions in disguise. And if we can show a person that their objection is really a question, then we can turn it around. The biggest mistake that most salespeople make is when somebody gives them an objection, the first thing they do is try and fight, right? Salesperson says, okay, I'm going to be stronger than they are, and we're going to fight this thing out. And that is a huge mistake. The whole key to influencing people is to align with them, to be on their side, to really honestly, in your gut, see things from their perspective. If somebody gives me an objection, I will close very strongly to get them to go for the sale if I have qualified them, if I know I'm really meeting their needs. And the reason I'll do that is I'll be on their side, but I'll ask this question of myself and of the prospect. And the question is, in my mind, I'll say, in spite of their fears or concerns, will they still benefit much more than what they're fearing? Will the benefits that they get from this be much more than the concerns that they have? And if the answer in my gut and in their gut is, obviously there's more benefits than there are problems, they're going to get a lot more back than what they're putting out, then I'm going to stick with that person and help them till they perceive that there's another way to look at this that makes sense to them. And we're going to give you lots of ways to do it. When should you handle an objection? Well, the traditional view is, well, of course, when it comes up. And the answer to that, to me, is no. The most successful persuaders, the people who earn $250,000 or more all the time, consistently, their view is handle the objection up front. I call it pre-framing, which means in advance, I'm going to frame your mind on what something's going to mean so you know how to feel about it. If I know the cost of my product is a challenge, then of course I want to brag about it up front. I don't want to wait till you come later on and say, you know, you're awful expensive. Up front, I'm going to talk to you about it, and I'm going to tell you why it costs so much, and I'm going to brag about it, that that's what sets us apart. The best way to handle objection is brag about it. Brag about it in advance, and no one can really attack it later on. It's a critical thing to do if you want to be successful also in your communication in life. The best time and the best way to prevent objections then, besides handling them in advance, is the following. One, have such a strong level of rapport that the person doesn't want to object to you. And haven't you dealt with customers like that? It's like, they like you so much, they don't want to say no. And that's a very useful thing. It'll give you more leverage. It'll give you more ways, more reasons to compel them to move ahead. Secondly, if you use test closes, you'll find that'll handle a lot of objections in advance because they'll never get to the point of being objections. You'll find out up front that they don't have enough conviction in an area. So use your test closes, and you know the three that we talked about earlier. Thirdly, if you use reciprocation, it handles a lot of objections. If you give, and you try and give them 100 times more than what they would expect, you cannot believe what that does to objections because they feel like they owe you. And part of how they'll pay you back is not give you any objections because those are kind of small compared to what you've given them. Does that make sense? Another one that's really valuable is using contrast. You know, using contrast may be one of the more important things you can do on yourself to make sure that your life is balanced. You know, whenever I feel like frustrated or angry or upset, the way I balance myself out is not to say, well, I should feel good or I should feel positive. The way I do it is I use contrast. I say, okay, you can feel this way, Tony. I align with myself the same way I would with anybody else. And then I'd say, let me ask you a question. Where were you 6 years ago? Let me ask you a question. Who are some of the people you know who would give anything to have the problems you have now? Would you have given anything to have those problems you have now 6 years ago? And so what I try and use is some contrast on myself. And by doing that, I can usually change my state about anything. Contrast is invaluable in affecting people. I don't care who it is. If you can show them how what they're getting is so much more than something else, it enhances its value. So that'd be another example. Another one would be valuable for you is just to come from the place that in order to handle an objection, the best time to do it is up front. But if it comes up, what you want to do is kill the monster while it's a baby. You don't want to wait for the monster to become full grown and fully rooted. The time to handle the objection is when it's just a little tiny little thing. That's the time to handle it. Don't let them build it into this monster. Handle it up front in that way. Now, what is the basic philosophy of handling objections? Well, I'd say the most important aspect of handling objections from my standpoint is what I've already said, and that is that when somebody gives you an objection, your way of dealing with the objection should not be to crush them. Your way of dealing with the objection should not be to see the objection and say, I am here to conquer that. If you come from that frame, you may destroy the objection, but you also destroy your rapport, and you will not influence the person at the deepest level. The most important thing to do with objections is no matter what somebody says, is to be able to be on their side. Try something for a second. Put your hands above your head like so, And as you put them above your head, put your right and left hand against each other. And what I want you to do when I say now is I want you to push as hard as you possibly can with your right hand. Ready? Go. Push as hard as you possibly can. Push harder. Push harder. Come on. Push harder. I didn't say push back. Push harder. Push harder. Come on. Come on. Push harder. I didn't say push back. Push harder. Push harder. I didn't say push back. Push harder. Push harder with your right hand. Push harder. Why are your hands still up? I'll tell you why. Because in life, whenever somebody pushes, the other person is going to push back. Even when that other person is still you. And in life, what we have to learn to do is not push, because sooner or later, you might be stronger than other people, and you might be able to push them over the edge and make them buy, but sooner or later, somebody is going to be stronger than you. Plus, that's called short-term influence. Long-term influence comes from people knowing that you care and believing that you are like them, you're intelligent, and you're sharing something from an intelligent viewpoint that will make a difference in their life. So no matter what the objection is, you've got to be able to align with that person.